single from King Falcon called Cadillac here on Radio 9.
Got things we do, baby and me, we listen to Radio 9, it's out of sight.
Records last weekend in Millvale. I've been on this Johnny Carson kick lately, so I've been buying Doc Severinsen records. From 1966, Doc Severinsen and his orchestra. With It Ain't Necessarily So, gonna take us to news time. Album High, Wide, and Wonderful. That's Doc Severinsen and his orchestra on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock. Well, we thought the news was next. What's going on with the news here? How about you try doing the news this time? Huh. Well, hang on just a second, because let's try this.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The World Health Organization has declared that COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. The declaration comes more than 3 years after the global health body raised the alarm. The change of status comes after the weekly death rate for the virus fell to around 3,500, down from its peak of more than 100,000. The WHO estimates that at least 7 million people have died so far as a result of the pandemic, but admit that number could be as high as 20 million. U.S. prosecutors investigating classified papers found at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate say they're working with an insider witness. The Department of Justice is seeking to determine whether the former U.S. president tried to remove sensitive documents from a storage room in response to a subpoena for their return. FSN's Sally Patterson has more.
According to the New York Times, the Department of Justice is speaking to an insider witness who worked for Donald Trump at his Florida estate. Sources say investigators are trying to develop a fuller picture of how documents the former president took with him from the White House were stored and who had access to them. The identity of the insider has not been disclosed, but they could be a significant step in the investigation. The employee has reportedly already handed over a picture of the storage room where the material was held. A spokesperson for Trump condemned the investigation, calling it a targeted, politically motivated witch hunt. Sally Patterson, New York.
Republican lawmakers in North Carolina have passed a 12-week ban on abortion, setting up a showdown with the Democratic governor, who's vowed to veto the restrictions. FSN's Tony Waterman has more.
It took Republicans less than 48 hours to get the bill through the North Carolina legislature, an unusually swift passage. It's now headed to the desk of Governor Roy Cooper. The Democrat has vowed to veto what he has described as extreme legislation. But North Carolina Republicans now hold veto-proof supermajorities in both the state Senate and House after Democrat Tricia Cotham switched parties last month. She had put forward a bill to codify Roe earlier in the session, but this week voted in favor of the 12-week ban.
Business in the U.S. labor market remains resilient despite substantial headwinds. FSN's William Denslow reports from New York.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics has announced the country added 253,000 jobs last month, compared to the 180,000 many analysts expected. The unemployment rate is down 3.4% and now at its lowest level seen since 1969. The robust jobs report comes despite high inflation and jitters over the health of the US banking sector. Average hourly earnings ticked up 0.5% in April, which is more than analysts expected. This is a closely watched gauge on inflation and comes off the heels of the Federal Reserve's move to raise interest rates again.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a Million Dollar Weekend. All weekend from
WMCK.
McKeesport.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Set out on night, I was downtown.
also understand we have a report from London from Roy Mulhill that's coming up soon. So stay tuned for that. Support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant for the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation, online at gcmurphy.org. Additional support for this broadcast comes from Strippler Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments. You can find them on social media at Strippler's 1866. Also from Finney Funeral Homes in Claret and Dervosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth. You can find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jthurbershow.com. Walter Murphy with a fifth of Beethoven. We'll play that in honor of the late Doug Goff, as he loved his disco music. We'll also play it for Barry Banker, in case he's listening. Had a nice phone call this week with Barry Banker, and we're hoping to get him on the show here someday soon. We buy news from two different news syndicated news services, from the Keystone State News Service and from Feature Story News. And you just heard a couple minutes ago, I hit the button for the Feature Story News, and it went, ooh. So I just I deleted all the detritus in the computer directory. I hate to get all these technical terms for you, but and did a clean run on the latest Feature Story News. So let's see if it actually downloaded this time.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The World Health Organization has declared that COVID.
All right, so we actually got it into the system that time. I'm sorry about that. I have no idea. What happened there?
Where does the poop go?
We know where the poop goes.
Radio 9!
Exactly. A little bit of Steely Dan to mellow out on our Saturday afternoon.
Five names that I can hardly stand to hear, including yours and mine and one more chip who is near. I can see the ladies talking how the times are getting hard. That fearsome excavation on Magnolia Boulevard. Yes, I'm going insane. And I'm laughing in the frozen rain. Well, I'm so alone. Honey, when they gonna send me home? Bad sneakers and a pina colada, my friend. Stomping
The devil's the king, moving the mountain that
for the West Newton Farm and Vendor Market Expo is 2 to 7 p.m. May 17th. Food trucks and vendors are being sought. For more information, call downtown West Newton today at 724-872-0100.
Sound of first class in the record of Beach Baby. Yeah, man.
Next door, the sunset. 2MUCH. Won't somebody help?
1:24, much more music time. No, we're beyond help. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. Hello to Captain Jack, who called 412-385-7450. We got a request to get on for him in a little while. Some music from Gene Dawson coming up. Little pirate radio after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. How are you? Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me here on the radio. What else do we have to tell you about this hour? Why did I just – I don't want that. I want this to say this. You get their prescriptions, you make their lunch, and you call the doctor for them. You try to give them every minute you possibly can. But if you're a caregiver, do you ever try and take a minute to care for yourself? When you help to care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure that they are safe and comfortable. But it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. The AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. Again, that's aarp.org/caregiving. That's a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And every week they choose a new movie theme, including classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter craft beer and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting or underested in underwriting, if you and your organization are underested in underwriting on WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And this, ladies and gentlemen, it's why dropping your child on their head a lot as an infant is a bad idea.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
They grow up to become disc jockeys.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 74, cloudy overnight with a low of 51, showers likely Sunday, high 73, Monday showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy, high 74, Tuesday showers likely and maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high of 71, Wednesday chance of showers, mostly sunny, 69, and then on Thursday sunny skies with a high of 76. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 71 in Beaver County, 66 in Butler, 69 in Washington, it's 68. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland at WRCT. 69 degrees with music from Gene Dawson.
Push my head underwater. See how long it'll hold. Way down and deep in. Rinse the sins on the clothes. Just to come up for air. Pull up, nobody panic. Why did you vanish? Hold up, get your hand in. Nobody had it. I'm out of this body, I'm starting to feel alive. I'm out of this body, I'm out of it. I'm in a fever. I'm in playing defense. See how long I'll hold. Keep my eyes on the ceiling. Before I start to go, I'm on the fence in the parking. To the side I call. I'm on the edge of my coffin.
drowning, drowning in the open. No grip on the shore. Solid turn water when you hold it. Out your fist, it pours.
Music from Gene Dawson. As you know, King Charles and Queen Camilla were crowned this morning at Westminster Abbey after a deeply religious coronation service. The BBC reporting that thousands of people packed the area in front of Buckingham Palace despite a steady rain. As planes painted the sky red, white, and blue, the King and Queen waved to their admirers. The Duke of Sussex was at the ceremony, but his wife, Meghan, did not attend, and he and Prince Harry was not invited to join the new King and Queen on the palace balcony. We do know this much. We have a message now, an official message, from the official beverage of the coronation ceremonies.
It's livelier, it's sprightlier, it's Royal Crown Cola, a new day cola with a big, refreshing difference. RC tastes fresher because it's made fresher from fresh, protected concentrate instead of perishable syrup. So get a carton of Royal Crown Cola, the fresher refresher, today.
Refreshing difference, the livelier, sprightlier, less sweet taste. Royal Crown is the cola with the big refreshing difference. When you drink cola, drink Royal Crown.
Yes, indeed. The official beverage of the coronation, Royal Crown Cola. 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Radio 9. It's 1:32. We're going to check your radio calendar in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. These are the Kinks, coming down your street in high fidelity, putting the groove in your move, the glide in your stride, the dance in your pants on a super solid gold Saturday. The Kinks on Radio 9, and these are the Hollies.
The road is long.
Captain Jack from Munhall called 412-385-7450. He wants to hear some Lee Dorsey in honor of the Kentucky Derby kicking off just about 6:57 today. Going out by request.
Yeah.
for it every week on the radio. It is the world-famous radio calendar. Today's installment entitled May 6, 2023. And as we look in on the little house halfway up in the next block, we see that the Pittsburgh Savoyards are closing out their 85th season this spring with the premiere of Gilbert and Sullivan's very first operetta, Thespis, on Mount Olympus. The elderly Pethy on the deity complain of feeling old and lament their waning influence on Earth. Daffy Duck stars in Thespis. Closing this weekend at the Greater Pittsburgh Masonic Center in Ross Township. More information, PittsburghSavoyards.org. Or is it the Savoyards? We still haven't figured that out. The West Newton Community Singers will present When I Sing at 7:30 p.m. Well, that was yesterday. Never mind. How about this one? No, this is over, too. How about an Election Day luncheon? West Newton First Church of God, 157 North 2nd Street, will hold an Election Day luncheon from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the day of the May 16th primary. A spokesperson says, we urge you to go out and vote and then come eat at our Election Day luncheon if you still have an appetite after looking at the ballot. The menu will include soup, salads, and sandwiches. For more information, 724-872-7467. The McKeesport Little Theater is presenting the play Gabriel by Maura Buffini. That's Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays through May 14th. Tickets are available at the door or online at McKeesportLittleTheater.com. That's at 1614 Corson Street in McKeesport. For more information, 412-673-1100. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio calendar, email radio-calendar at WRCT.org. Make sure to send them at least 2 weeks in advance. The WRCT radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of this radio station and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Commissioner of Major League Baseball. Mamas and the Papas here on Radio 9. At 1:53 chime time, new music coming your way right after we take care of sports and weather. New music from Neil Young off of his new album, World Record. I had to sneeze. Sorry about that. I guess I'm just so excited here about new Neil Young music. But what I'm actually excited about is I have an envelope in my hand. This is an actual envelope. And if it wasn't an actual envelope, ladies and gentlemen, would I be able to do that? And it is my ticket to Dayton Hamvention, which is coming up in 2 weekends. And we will be doing a special show. I will be doing a special show from Dayton, Ohio, with bands from Ohio. And that'll be coming up in 2 weeks from today on what day is that? May – Karnak the Magnificent here. May 19th and 20th. So you'll have to tune in for that in 2 weeks on May 20th. But yeah, pretty excited.
Hide from me. What's that smell? Onions? Chili powder? Cumin? Juicy ground chuck? It's chili! Oh my God, I'm missing a chili cook-off! I'm missing a cook-off! It's going on right now.
That's pretty much my reaction to getting my Hamvention tickets in the mail. So, I mean, we didn't have it for 2 years due to the pandemic. You might have heard about the pandemic. It was in some of the papers. Anyways, let me see here. Oh, look at that ticket. Oh, that's a – I love the smell of old radios and BO from Fat Guys in the morning. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 16th – or May 19th, 20th, and 21st at the fairgrounds there in Xenia, Ohio. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Your front row center at the ball game.
And it gets so humid in Ohio in May that the fat guys start making their own gravy.
Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The aroma of that place, between that and the porta potties by Saturday afternoon, oh, it brings tears to your eyes. The Toronto Blue Jays play the second game of a 3-game series against your Pittsburgh Pirates this afternoon at PNC Park. Last night, the Buccos were shut out by the Blue Jays. Buccos only got 4 hits in their shutout loss, and the Pirates are right now in the midst of a 5-game losing streak following a 4-game winning streak. Johan Oviedo will look to get back on track today when he starts for the Pirates. He's given up just 11 earned runs in his past 2 starts, totaling 7 2/3 innings. Game time on the north side, 6:35. Philadelphia Phillies slugger Bryce Harper was saluted with a 25-second standing ovation prior to his first at-bat in Friday night's game against the Boston Red Sox. Harper was playing in his first game in Philadelphia since he had Tommy John surgery on his right elbow in the offseason. That game was delayed after a fan fell into the visiting team's bullpen requiring medical attention. Witnesses said the fan was reaching from the seating area in an attempt to retrieve a ball when he fell during the top of the first inning. He was taken off the field in a stretcher. The Phillies pretty much were taken off the field in a stretcher, too. They lost to the Red Sox by a score of 5-3. The Houston Astros lost to the Seattle Mariners by a score of 6-4 after the game. The manager announced that Houston starter Luis Garcia needs Tommy John surgery, and he'll miss the rest of the season. That's another major blow to the Houston Astros' starting pitching rotation. Anthony Santander is heating up, which is another good sign for the streaking Baltimore Orioles. He homered from both sides of the plate last night as the Orioles beat the Atlanta Braves by a score of 9-4. It was a wild and eventful day at Churchill Downs yesterday. Saw 3 Kentucky Derby horses scratched, a trainer suspended, and 2 Derby Day starters briefly getting loose on the track. Often called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, the Derby kicks off the Triple Crown, which includes the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. The last horse to win all 3 of those races was Justify in 2018. The call to the post is at 6:57 p.m. today. There's your forecast for the entire listening area. Mostly sunny this afternoon, high of 74. Cloudy overnight with a low of 51. Showers likely Sunday, high 73. Monday, showers and thunderstorms, high 74. And then on Tuesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high near 71. Right now, 71 in Beaver County. It's 69 outside our weather window.
Don't fall in the springtime. It's just too soon, and the time has come, but it's just too soon. You're
Young and Crazy Horse. The new album is called World Record. The tune is called This Old Planet. I'm Jay Thurber, your old disc jockey. I thought we were going to hear from Roy Mulhill this hour, but we didn't. Maybe we'll hear from him in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm not sure. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Districts in Pennsylvania and across the country can apply for grant funding to get new buses that run on cleaner fuel sources. There's $400 million available through the EPA's Clean School Bus Program. 11 school districts in the state have already gotten just over 100 electric buses. The application deadline for the next Clean School Bus Program grant is August 22nd. Mandy Warner with the Environmental Defense Fund in Pennsylvania says all 50 states applied for buses the first year of the program. Warner says having more electric vehicles on the road has health and climate benefits, and they're about 60% cheaper to operate than traditional school buses.
There's huge demand for building out cleaner buses and really exciting opportunities to get more EV buses on the road.
With fewer than 2 weeks until the municipal primary election, more than 683,000 Pennsylvanians have applied for mail ballots, and more than 63,000 people applied for an absentee ballot to vote in the primary, according to the Pennsylvania Department of State. Megan Pierce with the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania says to vote by mail, you have to apply for a mail-in or absentee ballot by 5 p.m. next Tuesday.
And you can apply for that via your county election board. And then in order to have your mail ballot be counted, your ballot must be received by your county election office by May 16th, 2023 at 8 o'clock p.m. So that's election day. Postmarks are not enough.
Rochelle Kaplan with the League of Women Voters Pennsylvania says when voters receive their ballot, it will come in an official outer envelope with the ballot inside, along with a secrecy envelope and a declaration or mailer envelope. She adds, it's critical voters read the instructions carefully and pay attention to all the envelope's correspondence. She adds, if the declaration envelope does not have the signature and a date, it could be set aside and the vote may not be counted. In Pennsylvania and across the country, U.S. Postal Service workers say they're struggling to keep up amid serious staffing shortages. And they've launched a campaign to call attention to what they call adverse work environments at some facilities. Kim Miller, Keystone Area Local President of the American Postal Workers Union, says the union surveyed its members to learn about their working conditions and got an earful.
Complaints are short staffing, bullying, not being trained, the supervisors not being trained. It takes a long process to get in, and they feel like they can't use the union. There's retaliation for using the union.
In an email statement, the Postal Service called the union's position absent of anything based in reality. The union's Director of Industrial Relations, Charlie Cash, says in the collective bargaining agreement to address workplace issues, they typically develop specific programs to improve the working conditions. He says this time they faced opposition from the Postal Service.
Unfortunately, the Postal Service has had no interest in that. Our very first meeting, they told us that the reason for the toxic work environment was because the unions were too active in enforcing the collective bargaining agreement.
Cash says the results of the stalemate are that the public isn't receiving the best service it could. And among workers who are hired, the turnover rate is high. I'm Danielle Smith, Keystone State News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Radio. $1 million weekend.